Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program brought to you, of course, by Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. The reason we support them here at Stinchfield is because gold is the best way to protect your nest egg, your finances in this down market. When we see chaos, when we see the government overreaching, wanting to get a digital dollar, put your money into gold. You can't go wrong. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Of course, GrantStinchfield.com is where I want you to go to get your Stinchfield's Army merchandise and subscribe to this podcast, please. This one is an important one. Talking about guns, talking about the Nashville shooting, talking about hardening your schools, talking about Joe Biden and the dementia patient or and the evil person that he is. Is he evil and or dementia ridden? Maybe a combination of both. We're going to talk about all of that as we get into this. So as we talk about this shooter, a transgender, this is where I get confused. A woman transitioning into a man, 28 years old. I refuse to name the shooter. I never do on mass shootings like this. Kills six people, three children, three adults. Here's the bottom line. This is what the left doesn't understand. Evil exists in the world. Evil has existed since the beginning of time. Evildoers have been out there since the beginning of time. Those that are spawned from the devil himself have existed since the beginning of time. So what are we as a society going to do to stop evil in its tracks? Stop trying to take away weapons from evil people. Stop trying to stop evil people from getting weapons. You can do those things, but that can't be your sole focus. Your number one focus needs to be stopping an evildoer when they come calling. How do you do it? And of course, you know what I'm going to say. The best way to do it is what my friend Wayne LaPierre of the NRA says. The best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And we saw that with this Nashville shooting. And so first and foremost, let me say this. These police officers, and I'm going to show you some of this body cam and let you listen to it, video of these heroes in action, the exact opposite of what happened in Uvalde. So let's go through this. The shooter has an AR-15 style rifle, has an AR-15 pistol style firearm, and a handgun, armed to the teeth, okay? Police say at least two of the weapons were bought legally and locally. So I'm not sure any new gun law would have stopped them from purchasing this firearm. The police in Nashville go storming in. They go room to room. They do everything they can to stop this shooter and do, and I believe they save lives in the process, the opposite of what Uvalde happens. But I do believe Nashville's reaction to the shooting is what most police departments and how most police departments would react to it. I think Uvalde in Texas, where they waited outside and they wouldn't go in because the shooter had a gun and so many kids died, I think that was not the norm. So as I'm watching all this unfold and watching the calls for gun control come out now, even the mayor of Nashville had to get in on it. Take a listen.
The public is going to go back to understanding or questioning why we have so few restrictions on guns, particularly assault level type guns, that guns and gunfire are the number one cause of death with children, and we really can't tolerate that anymore. We owe it to the parents. Everybody that's attending every vigil in Nashville feels that there needs to be a public response to this kind of tragedy and to say enough is enough.
So how do you say enough is enough? Is it take all the guns away from good people? There's almost 400 million guns in America. That's more guns than people. That mayor is so naive to think that you're going to take all the guns off the streets. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not giving up my guns. So if a law-abiding citizen is not giving up his guns, you think the criminal is going to give up their guns? Stop living in this lollipop guild world that the left wants us to live in, with rainbows and unicorns and fairies that poop Skittles. This is not the world we live in. We live in a world where evil people roam it. They're not going to use a gun, they'll use a vehicle. If they're not going to use a vehicle, they'll use a knife. If they're not going to use a knife, they'll use a fire. They will do anything they can to do to kill, and they will find ways to kill. So how do we stop them? Number one, you've got to harden the target. It's the most important thing you can do is, of course, to harden the target. Before I get into all of that, I want to make mention of what I think is going on here. So we have a transgender female transitioning to a male, and I watched a surveillance video of her. She looks like a young boy walking through this school, just going about her business as if it's cold and calculated as it is. So I watched this woman move through the school on a hunt to kill people. And I'm saying, okay, well, she's transgender. Now, the left wants to take away firearms from those with mental illness. What if we labeled transgenderism mental illness? Then would the left be okay with taking guns away from everyone who is transgender? Now, the reason why I love this argument, and this was thanks to a caller into my morning radio show in Los Angeles. The reason why I love this argument is it's going to totally confuse how the left should respond. If the left says, yes, we should ban guns from transgender individuals, then they've just admitted that transgenderism is a mental illness. If they say, no, we shouldn't take guns away from transgenders because it's not a mental illness, then we're going to put the left in a position of having to support gun rights for one of their Looney Tune factions. When was the last time you heard the left supporting gun rights? So this idea of labeling transgenderism a mental illness is great because now either way we win. Either the left is going to have to argue in favor of transgender people and their right to keep and bear arms, or they're going to have to argue that, yes, it is a mental illness and we should take guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. It's fascinating. Will we go down that road? I'm not sure. The other question I have for you when you look at this shooting is it a hate crime? Now, I never liked the idea of hate crimes. If you commit a crime, you commit a crime. If you murder somebody, I don't care whether it's in the name of hate or whether it's in the murder of love or passion and you snap because somebody screwed your wife. I don't care. A crime is a crime. But if the left wants to label things and charge people with extra things to make special classes out of people, should this crime have been labeled a hate crime? You've got a transgender individual going after a Christian church, specifically targeting this Christian church. Now, I believe that probably played into it. What is the number one group that is pushing back against transgender mania? It's Christians in America today. We're saying it's not godlike. We're saying it's not right to mutilate your bodies. We're saying God gives you a sex, stick to it. All of that makes sense. It's mentally ill to change yourself or to think you can change yourself. You cannot. So the question then becomes, did they target this school specifically because they were Christian? My guess is probably yes. That probably is the case. I want to tell you first and foremost about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. Before I get to my next segment, I'm going to play for you the most important soundbite the police chief had issued during all of this in Nashville. It is the most important soundbite not played by the mainstream media. But before I get there, I want to tell you about Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com is the place to go for all your precious metals needs. When you look at an overreaching government, when you look at a digital currency that the government wants, when you look at the economy tanking, when you look at chaos, when you look at banks failing, and you're not putting your money into gold, I'm literally sitting here going, what in the world are you doing? At least take 10, 20, 30% of your nest egg and put it in gold. It stood the test of time. This is like the number one way to hedge your bet against this kind of overreach and tyranny that we're seeing in America today. MidasGoldGroup.com can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. 855-322-GOLD is the phone number. 855-322-GOLD. MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, I told you that I would play you the most important soundbite that we have had, okay, as far as the police chief goes. The police chief said this, and it's important, and I want every left-wing loon to listen to it.
Is this the only school that was targeted?
It was the only school that was targeted. There was another location that was mentioned, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to in that area.
So you hear what he just said? There was another school that was targeted. Now there's indications there may have been two schools that were targeted. The security was too tight at the other schools, so she passed it on by. The shooter did not go to the schools that were hardened. Now, why isn't every school following the lead of those schools that have school resource officers out front, armed guards? You have one point of entry in and out. Maybe you have a vestibule where you've got to come in one set of doors. They lock before you can come in the next set of doors. And I will tell you, this idea of glass doors at the front of the schools, if you're going to lock them, are not good. If a shooter is coming, just as this suspect did, they shoot out the windows. These are threat assessments that can be done very, very easily. And yet most schools, even after a shooting like this, a Christian school in Nashville, a nice school, it's a nice neighborhood. It's not, you wouldn't think this would ever happen at a place like this. But guess what the one common theme about shootings like this always are is you never thought they'd happen there. So schools literally need to take a proactive approach to hardening their perimeter. You can put a fence all the way around the perimeter and a gate so you can't drive in. This suspect literally just drove right up. When you've got one point of entry schools, this was nothing for her to enter. She literally shoots the doors out, comes into the school. You should have multiple locking doors. Teachers should be able to lock the doors to their classrooms with strong doors that can withstand a bullet or even a shotgun blast. All these things are imperative to keeping our kids safe. The number one thing that we can do, and I believe this with all my heart, the number one thing we can do to keep our kids safe is to have a program in place where teachers who want to become armed guards in the school, where teachers want to carry in school, you have to allow them to do that. If a gunman walks into a classroom today and the teacher is armed, there is a good chance most of those kids in that classroom are surviving the threat. Because over and over again, what I see is every time these suspects are engaged with by a good guy with a gun, they either turn the gun on themselves or the good guy with a gun wins. Why does that happen? Because the good guy with a gun is always more highly trained than the bad guy with a gun. Bad guys typically aren't training. Good guys are. I will tell you that I want my son's teacher to be armed. And I will tell you where he goes to school, the strong possibility is they are not. So when this officer, this police chief says, there were two other schools, but the shooter passed them by because they had strong security. Those kids are alive today because there was a principal or a school board that said, hey, we are going to harden this perimeter. You know, when I was at the NRA, pretty amazing. I was at the National Rifle Association and played a large role in pushing School Shield. Operation School Shield was a tremendous program where we brought in Secret Service agents, ATF agents, SWAT team members from the local community. We brought in all kinds of security experts that for free, we would go to your school or your school district and do a threat assessment of the school. And it didn't have anything to do with firearms. And it had everything to do with hardening the target to give those school administrators the tips they needed and the advice they needed to make their school impenetrable, where a shooter could not get in even if they tried. Now, if they wanted to go down the program of having armed teachers, well, the NRA would have certainly helped with that. Here's the sad part. Totally free. Law enforcement officers involved in it. Lots of retired law enforcement officers involved. There's special forces guys involved in it. Many school districts, so many, refused to take us up with our offer to help. Why? Because of three little words. National Rifle Association. Three letters, NRA. Because of the politics that the left has managed to skew surrounding the NRA, there were very few school districts that wanted to take us up on the offer for fear of political backlash. There were very few school districts that wanted to take us up on the offer for fear of political backlash. That's sad because all we really wanted to do was save kids. And remember, the argument is that we're not saving kids, when in reality, that's exactly what we wanted to do. Now, arming teachers is imperative because the quicker you approach the suspect, you get to the suspect, the better off you are going to be. The fewer people will die. Now, there was body cam footage that was released today of the Nashville shooting. I'm going to play you some of it. I'm going to start and stop it. For those of you watching, it's fascinating to watch. For those of you listening, it's still fascinating to hear. So let me take you through some of it as it plays. We will pick it up as Officer Rex Engelbert, who is an absolute hero, by the way, is making his way through the stairwell. They had cleared the downstairs of this Christian school. He's coming up. Officers with handguns are also leading the way, but they want him moved to the front because they know him with the AR-15 will be the number one officer to take on the shooter, who also happens to have an AR-15. Now you can hear the gunshots in the background from the shooter. And still, what is happening? The officers are moving forward. You can also hear the fire alarm going off in the background. It's interesting to me because I don't know if it was the discharge and the smoke from the discharge that set the fire alarm off, or if the shooter pulled the fire alarm to get people to leave the classrooms. That's often a tactic of shooters. Now, the shooter's on the second floor in a landing area that looks like a big sitting area with a couch and chairs and a big giant window that looks like you'd see in a church. But it also has a perch where there's a big giant staircase, circular. Almost looks like something you'd see in a big giant museum that gives you a clear view down to the first floor. I'll pick it up again. You can hear the shots.
Push an LPBO. Push an LPBO.
All right, right there, officers with the handguns are in front, and they say, let's get the guy with the long gun to move forward because they're now sensing they're coming upon the shooter as they move through the hallway into this open area. And what you're about to hear are the shots fired from the AR-15 taking out the shooter. I don't know. It's probably 30 to 40 yards. But the officer has I'm sure it's a red dot scope on his rifle, and manages to take down the threat. Listen. All right, so the threat at this point has been neutralized. Okay? 100% neutralized. They pull the firearms away. What you're about to see next is a different body cam view there. But what is so fascinating is the way they did this. You can tell they have trained. The officer with the rifle steps into the threat zone and manages to take out the shooter. And again, I'm sure this officer is relying on his training versus the shooter's training, knowing that he was going to be better. And sure enough, in three or four shots, he takes the shooter down with his AR-15. You heard a second set. That's the officer with the handgun. As the threat is still moving on the ground, that officer finishes her off. I'm going to play you now a different body cam view. This is Officer Michael Collazo. And when I tell you these people are heroes, I mean these people are heroes. God bless law enforcement as they move through this process. Folks, before I play this second set of body cam footage, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com /Grant is where I want you to go. And use the promo code Grant. Why would you be giving your money to liberal cell phone companies that are literally spending it on things like Planned Parenthood and other organizations that we do not trust, funding Black Lives Matter, doing all of these things, when you could be giving money to Patriot Mobile? And your cell phone service is going to be just as good because they will use the same systems that the big three carriers use. And you can even choose your network. But you're funding a Christian conservative company. I think it's the only, in fact, I know it is, the only Christian conservative company out there providing cell phone service to the nation like Patriot Mobile is. So I want you to go to patriotmobile.com/Grant. Free activation if you use the promo code Grant. You will not regret it. I promise you, I have made the switch, and I have made the switch because I do not want to give my money to liberals. I believe my money and where I spend it says who I am and what I am. So I choose to give it to patriotmobile.com, patriotmobile.com/Grant. All right, I promised you I'd play this second body cam. This is Officer Michael Collazo. All right, another one of the heroes. There were many involved here. The shooters are no more heroes than the other men that were storming through this school with no regard for their own life. I mean, they were taking precautions to protect their own life, but they were fully willing to risk it. We'll pick it up with Collazo coming in on the ground floor.
There you go, second floor.
Fire alarm going off, moving up the steps.
I don't have a radio closet.
No, locked door. Where did they go in? First floor. Hold there, y'all. Somebody hold there.
They find a locked door.
Hit that door.
They've got to go back downstairs. And they come in.
Rifle first. Blue, go. Go. Go.
You hear Collazo directing, rifle first.
Move.
Rifle first.
Move. I'm with you. Go left.
Now, this is as they're moving through the ground floor of the school. You can hear the chaos, right? Clearing room to room, bathroom, classrooms, leapfrogging each other as they move through the school. Watching this to me is so impressive because the training and direction is deliberate. They know what they're doing. They have confidence in what they're doing. Even though they know there's chaos around them, they are not engaging in any chaos. They are on the second floor.
Shots fired. Move. Right. Push an LPBO. Go right.
Talking to each other.
Move. Watch out. Move. Stop moving!
So.
Watch left. Suspect down.
That, folks, is how you do it.
Hey, hold the air.
That's how you do it. Chaotic scene. They never lose their cool. You can tell they're heavy breathing, but they control their breaths still. That's how you control your heart rate, by controlling your breathing. As they hear gunshots fired, they don't stop. They continue to move forward, making sure that there are walls between them, cover versus concealment. And they manage to move forward, doing everything they can to protect their own lives, but save the lives of others. That last officer fired the final shots that most certainly had killed the shooter that was still moving on the ground after the gentleman with the AR-15 had taken the shooter down. It gives me goosebumps to watch it because that is why you train. I don't care whether you're a police officer or whether you're a dad or a mom who has a gun in the house. You need to be thinking about these situations and training for them. I'll tell you, it's impressive, and God bless the men and women of the police department in Nashville. So with that, you've got this idiot that then gathers outside of the shooting. She is a anti-gun activist. Now, I don't want to call her an idiot because what she wants is what I want as well. She just doesn't know how to get there. Okay? She really doesn't. She doesn't know how to get there. This is her.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm from Highland Park. Family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them?
All right, so I agree with her. I 100% agree with her. How is this still happening? How are we failing them? How are we not doing what is necessary to stop this from happening in the first place? Her solution is very different from mine. Her solution is not based in reality. Her solution is based in Disneyland. Her solution is somehow getting all guns off the streets and saying that if you don't sell any more AR-15 style rifles, that everyone in the world is going to be safe. My solution, again, it gets back to what we talked about. Harden the target. Put armed security, armed guards around students. Stop the bad guy, the evildoer, when they come calling. You do that, you're going to win every time. Kids will be protected. We protect politicians and surround them with armed guards. We protect professional athletes and entertainment venues with armed guards. We protect our banks and jewelry stores with armed guards. But we don't protect our children with armed guards? What kind of bullshit is that? And I'll just use tough, frank words. It's bullshit that we are not securing our children. It is bullshit that we are not surrounding them with good guys with guns. Because that's the way you stop an evildoer when they come calling. I can tell you this beyond a shadow of a doubt. There may not be a mass shooting in my kid's school. The chance of it happening are slim to none, but the chance of another school shooting happening again is 100%. It will happen. So every school has to be ready for it. And yet we have these things play out over and over again. And what happens? Schools ignore it. And the next school on the victim list ends up being plastered all over the news. The mainstream media gets their ratings. The gun control activists gets their policy push. And we're left here defending the Second Amendment with common sense, saying protect our children with good guys with guns. It is that simple, by the way. So I want to play for you a clip. Well, you know what? Let me just finish her out, okay? Let me finish her out.
Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation.
You see, she uses the term gun safety legislation. It used to be gun control. They changed the wording to make it sound good. No longer gun control, but gun safety. What a load of hockey hogwash. You want to know what a gun safety law is? It's putting good guys with guns and making our children safe with them around. And she talks about loose gun laws leading to this and that. I don't think she has any evidence to back up any of that. And if there are illegal guns being moved to cartel members, I want that stopped just as much as the next guy. Let our law enforcement on the border do their job, go in both directions. But Joe Biden's not helping us on the border. And our gun laws have nothing to do with the fentanyl crisis. That's China pushing it through the border.
I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with.
All right, so enough of her. First off, it wasn't a kid. It was a 28-year-old. They bought the weapons on their own. So again, you're going to get the wrong story from people who jump to conclusions without knowing the facts. You know, speaking of protecting yourself, it's tough to do an ad for a gun manufacturer, but honestly, I can't think of a better time to do one. Pickett's Mill Armory, pmarmory.com, pmarmory.com. What the left does not want to acknowledge is that guns are a tool in the hands of good people. These tools are powerful against evil. They are powerful tools to protect you and your family, and left ignores that very fact. Now, PM Armory makes 100% American-made firearms. They're precision-made firearms. They come without the premium price tag, but certainly with the premium quality. So I want you to go to pmarmory.com, pmarmory.com, and pay Pickett's Mill Armory a visit. You know, if you've got a gun dealer nearby, they can ship the gun right to them. It's easy to transfer, but you're going to get a premium firearm with great barrels, great triggers, right out of the box, other options you can choose. That firearm will be ready to go when you get it. pmarmory.com. PMArmory.com. Okay. Joe Biden, by the way, was in rare form. You think that you have Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is going to give a speech to the nation. He's told that the nation will be watching him. Okay. And yet he comes out and pulls this crap when we have three children dead, three adults dead, a Christian school under attack, a transgender shooter, and this is what we get from Joe Biden.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin.
Folks, you got to ask yourself, what is he doing talking about ice cream? What is he doing? This man is either totally evil that he doesn't care about the children, or he's a dementia patient, and he's so unaware with such lack of empathy that he's talking about ice cream and who his favorite congressman is when the world is watching. We want some peace. We want some reassurance from the leader of the free world. But we know that's not what he is. He's just a Muppet, an evil Muppet.
Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them?
Yeah.
Well, stand up, guys.
Creepy Joe.
Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three.
Creepy Joe picks the kids right out of the audience. They're not even in the front row. They're way in the back. Stand up. We've got three kids dead. We've got three adults dead. We've got a shooting that has the country on edge. Nashville, to me, is a terrorist attack against Christians by a transgender woman. And yet he's talking about ice cream and kids and who the congressman is going to be. And he's getting a laugh track behind him, literally a laugh track. Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself. We as a nation should be ashamed of ourselves that we put this guy in office. So here comes the war on guns. Here's my prediction for you folks. This story will fade away. It will fade away because it was a transgender female, a woman dressed up as a man who carried out this shooting against Christians. The media doesn't want to hear that. They don't. They wanted it to be some NRA member, some Proud Boy, some white supremacist, some guy wearing a Make America Great Again hat. That would be the ultimate. Instead, it wasn't. It was one of their own. And now the story will fade away. you watch. I will not let it go, though. I will not let it go until we get every school in America secure from deranged individuals killing our young people. That's my ultimate goal. That's what I want. I want the kids protected. All right, folks. Don't forget to pay a visit to my buddy Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Grant. You can get a 2-for-1 deal if you use the promo code Grant. That is where I want you to go because Mike Lindell could use the help. He's a patriot that's completely under fire. MyPillow.com/Grant. This new MyPillow 2.0 is phenomenal. I've got one. Use the promo code Grant, 2-for-1 deal, plus 66% off of these all-American made products. Up to 66% off. It's amazing. MyPillow.com/Grant. And don't forget, please subscribe to the podcast, folks. If you can, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. I got great Stinchfield's Army merchandise up there. And it's a great link to subscribe, whether to the video on Rumble or Spotify, Apple, you know, all of the podcast outlets. Please set yourself up for the download and spread the word. That's going to do it for us. I'm Grant Stinchfield. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you back here soon.